Okay, here's read number one. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Today is the fourth and final day of the Democratic National Convention, which was supposed to be held in Milwaukee. Last night, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers opened the convention. The governor's appearance garnered a big response on Twitter, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and elsewhere for his call to action of, quote, "Holy mackerel, folks, let's get to work," unquote. Senator Tammy Baldwin is scheduled to speak at the convention tonight. You can hear complete coverage of the convention right here on the radio stations of Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. And after the convention tonight, tune in to hear the Devil's Advocates, Dom and Crute, from 10 to midnight. Outside tonight, mostly clear skies, lows in the low 60s. You're tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk. Okay, here's read number two. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Congressman Mark Pocan is leading the call to have Postmaster General Louis DeJoy fired for trying to sabotage the Postal Service. Pocan, who represents the Madison area, wrote a letter with Representative Catherine Clark of Massachusetts to the Board of Governors of the United States Postal Service. The letter was also co-signed by more than 80 other members of the House, including Milwaukee's Gwen Moore. The letter states that, quote, "Mr. DeJoy has used his time as Postmaster General to sabotage the United States Postal Service, and he must be removed immediately to protect this critical institution." Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison, mostly clear tonight, lows in the low 60s. Sunshine tomorrow and Saturday with highs both days in the mid-80s. You're tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Okay, here's read number three. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Vandals burned an American flag, a gay pride flag, and a Joe Biden yard sign at a home in the village of Waukesha earlier this week. The incident happened on Sunday evening at a home on Genesee Road. According to a story in the Journal Sentinel, a car was seen speeding away from the incident with its lights off. The vandals were not caught, but some good has come of the incident. The Waukesha Sheriff's Department delivered a new American flag to the family on Monday, courtesy of the veterans of foreign wars. The Democratic Party of Waukesha County promised to replace the pride flag and the Joe Biden sign. And Republican State Representative Scott Allen stopped by to express his concern over what happened. You're tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk. Here's read number four. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin is joining the lawsuit against the post office. More than a dozen states are suing the U.S. Postal Service over mail slowdowns that could affect the delivery of absentee ballots. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call said tampering with mail delivery this close to the election infringes on the right to vote. He said he was worried that Donald Trump was undermining the country's election system by attacking the post office and criticizing mail-in voting. The new Postmaster General, a top Trump donor, has made several changes at postal facilities nationwide in the past couple of weeks, which has slowed down delivery, sometimes by a week or more. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the low 60s, sunshine tomorrow and Saturday, highs both days in the mid-80s. You're tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.